Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, saints. Hallelujah. I'm going to just jump right into it. It is a blessing to be sharing with you, not just you here in the sanctuary, but also those that are tuning in online or in iChurch. Thank you for tuning in. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, there's an area at the top right corner where you can let us know. Hallelujah. So we've been talking about something that is very germane to our existence. We've been talking about the power, the glory, the anointing. Say the power, the glory, the anointing. And with the time that I have left, I want to kind of get into some things. Let's turn to 1 Yohanan. That is 1 John. You know, here at 3CLA, we love to use the Hebrew and the Greek because we are truth seekers. We are the church for truth seekers. So we are seeking truth. We want to go deeper. Who wants to go deeper? Amen. Right. And so as you're turning to that, it's interesting. I'm asking you to turn to 1 John. 1 John. I think Donald Trump earlier this week was at a Christian college. And he said, hey, you guys, yeah, doesn't it say it in the Bible? 2 Corinthians. We all know that it's not 2 Corinthians. It's 2. In all my Bible days, I have never heard that before. But that kind of lets you know where he located himself. It lets you know that the knowledge is not exactly there yet. And even some of the people around you, I would have been like, bro, you know, in rehearsal, right? Because everybody has rehearsal. I would have been like, no, bro, no, no. Not 2 Corinthians. What? 2 Corinthians. So that gives you the idea, you got 2 Corinthians, right? So, and like I said, in all my Bible days, I've never heard that before. So I'm taking you to 1 John. 1 Yohanan. So 1 Yohanan, the 3rd chapter. Now, before I dig in completely, in talking about the power, the glory, the anointing, these are the attributes of who we serve. He is all powerful. His presence is all glorified. The anointing, the transference of that power to us is something that we have to grab hold of. You need to understand how his presence works and how his glory works. We know that our Father is omnipresent. Say omnipresent. Omnipresent. Omnipresent means he's everywhere at the same time. But the beautiful thing is that in that omnipresence, there's an attribute called his manifested presence. And his manifested, we already know that he's around us. It's just like the air. He's here. He's everywhere. He knows what's going on and everything. But the manifesting presence is when he specifically moves to make himself known, to say something, to do something, to make it, to get our attention. You understand what I'm saying? So he's always there, but sometimes he's got to move in a special way. Because sometimes we're not in a dynamic way. Because sometimes we're not paying attention, right? Well, you know, he's there, but he has a move on us. But another way, besides his omnipresence, besides his manifested presence, he has another way to manifest himself on the earth. And guess how that is? That's through you. Amen. His power and his glory can be seen in you. Amen. Why you? Why are you so special? Tell your neighbor, I'm his child. I'm his son. We're the sons and daughters. Him. Right? So our origin, where we originate from, right? So there is a word. A lot of times I'm going to take you to the Greek, yes. I'm going to take you to the Hebrew, yes. But I'm also going to take you to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Because sometimes you just need to know the English version too. And it's beautiful when they all agree, right? And so going to the Merriam-Webster, we go to the word origin. Say origin. It is a noun. An origin is the point or place where something begins or is created. It's the source or the cause of something. Get this. It's also the place, social situation, or type of family that a person comes from. Okay, so my origin, I was born here. When people say, oh, where were you from? What's your origin? Basically, where they're asking, where you originate from? I'm here from Los Angeles, California, right? Well, a lot of people think that I'm from the South. I don't know why. I'm like, is there a draw to the way I talk? Do I have an accent? But a lot of people's like, it doesn't seem like you're from the city. You think you're from the South. But then I get to thinking about my origin. It's not just where I was born. I got a mama that was from Virginia. I got a daddy who's from Mississippi. So they from the South, so it can't help but rub off. I get a little Mississippi mud on me.
Amen.
Even though I was born in the city. Because my origins, they have an effect on me. Now, when you come into the kingdom of Yahweh and you become one of his child, one of his joint heirs, there's a shift in your origin. Your origin, not only are you from wherever from y'all from, Texas, North Carolina, where you from, bro? I'm always digging on you. He from Alabama. Alabama. Bama. But we all are from different places, but here, in the body of Mashiach, in the kingdom of Yahweh, we all originate from the same place. Check this out. It's a supernatural place. It's a place of power. It's a place where the glory can be shown through us, right? It's the anointing, the transference of that power. So the Holy Spirit has been dealing with me. We need to get back to our origin. Some of us are not demonstrating the origin. Just like the Mississippi mud gets rubbed off on me from his origin. It affects my origin. Why? Because that's my daddy. Right? Well, who your daddy? God, Yahweh. So his attributes should be shown and rubbed off on you. And so not only does he want us to experience his omnipresence, his manifested presence, but also his presence through us. His move on the earth through his children. Who wants to experience that? I don't know, but I want to experience that. I want everything that comes with that. So when we go here to 1 John, Yohanan, the third chapter, the first verse, if you got it, say I got it. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed. So he's bestowing some things upon us. He's giving us some stuff, right? That we should be called the sons of God or the sons of Yahweh. So there is a connection. There's things that he's bestowing in us that we should be called what? So there's evidence. Somebody say evidence. There's evidence that we're the sons, right? And it says, therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. So if we're in him, our origin has shifted. It's not that they know us from a natural point of view, but that we're now a spiritual point of view. We have a spiritual origin. And if they don't know him, they don't know you. Why? Because your origin is different now. You've been transformed. Somebody say, I've been transformed. I'll get this. Not only have you been transformed, you've been translated. Ooh. You've been changed, and then you've been moved to a new location. So now you're in a new location, translated, and you are a new person. So you got two things working in your favor, right? And so what he's saying is that we need to get back to our origin. There needs to be a revival. And I believe in the Spirit, he's calling us to revival. He's calling us to a point of renewal, a point of who wants the fire? Who wants their fire back? I want my power back. I want to experience it. And we can do that. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to experience his glory. Come on, y'all. We can experience his glory right now, right here. Through him manifesting to us, and through us. Say, to us, and through us. That's the way he wants it. That's the way he's designed it. So the second verse says what? Beloved, now are we the sons of Yahweh right now. But check this out. It does not yet appear what we shall be, truly. Because look around. Do you see everybody exactly like they should appear? You don't know. What does that mean? That means he is working a work in us. He's recreating us. He's retranslating us. And so it says, it does not yet appear what we shall be. Huh. Somebody say, I know. Tell your neighbor, it might not look like it now, but know this. I shall be like him. I shall be like him. That's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm moving towards. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So what the Holy Spirit was moving, and go to the third verse real quickly and say that. No, not to the third verse. Cool. And every man that has this hope. Come on. Okay, see, sometimes the enemy wants to get you frustrated, get you depressed, get you discouraged because you're not all that you supposed to be. But check this out. Even though it does not, you got to tell yourself, you look in the mirror and tell yourself, even though it does not yet appear. Because some of us look toe up in the mirror. And I don't mean an actual physical mirror, but I just mean the mirror. We observe ourselves. We examine ourselves and we like, man, I'm messed up. Man, I'm not where I need to be. And the enemy tries to capitalize on that and say, no, you ain't worthy. You messed up. Don't even, he says, stop trying. Don't even go. Don't even make an attempt. But see, a lot of y'all fall into that trap. Because the truth is, the word says, hey, it might not seem like you everything that you're going to be. But know this, have this hope in him. You're going to purify yourself. If you got the hope, you're going to keep on striving. You're going to keep on trying to be better. You're going to keep on walking in the walk. Tell your neighbor, there's hope. Yeah, I might not look like all that right now, but there's hope. I got glorified potential. Because my daddy is above all. He's over all. And he's working in me right now, right? So you got that hope. So don't let the devil get y'all off track, y'all. Don't let the enemy discourage you. Because check this out. He was telling me, as I, you know, because sometimes, you know, you get in your feelings sometimes. It's like, oh, well, you know what? I'm not everything. It does not yet appear. Well, then check out creation. He said, think about creation. I said, okay, what about creation? Well, day one, I made the heavens and the earth. He didn't make it all in one day. Creation was a process. Say a process. I mean, you don't have to say it like that, but but it's a process. He's working the process in me. So day one was the heavens and the earth, right? And the light and the dark. The second day was atmosphere. He created the atmosphere. And that took the second day. Third day, he created the dry lands and the seas and the plant life. Right? Then the fourth day, he worked on the stars and planets, the other heavenly bodies. Fifth day is the water life, fishes. And the sixth day was the dry land. So even though the fifth day, the whales wasn't saying, well, where the horses at? It was a process, a process. So if Yahweh is working stuff in process, you ain't gonna be everything you need to be overnight. It's just does anybody have hope? Does that help you? That he is working on me? Somebody said, well, what's wrong with you? Say he working on me. Well, what's wrong? Why you say that? He working on me. But guess what? You gotta submit to the work. Don't stop the work. Tell yourself, I can't stop the work. Don't stop the work. So if he's working on you, he's working in you. And every step, oh, check this out. Every step that he takes you, he gets the glory in each step. So even though you're not everything, every time you make a move upwards, he gets the glory. Hey, and even though it's not perfect, he what? He still's getting the glory. And then now he's working on some other stuff. And then you move on up to a next level. And guess what? Who gets the glory? He gets the glory. And before you know it, it's from glory to glory to glory. And before you know it, you're just like him. Who wants to be just like him? Come on, just like him. But it's process. So even today, you know, tomorrow you're going to have to deal with some stuff. But say, I got hope. Hallelujah. So that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to recognize the glory in us, even though it's not all revealed, but say it's there. Because you've got his very creative power working in you. So let's go to Exodus. Let's find out what the origins are with the time that I got right here. What is our origin? What is all this talk these three CLANs talking about? I say three CLANs because, you know, we be saying stuff. We say stuff like, Yeshua. We be saying stuff like, praise Yahweh. What they talking about? They be like, why they doing all that? It don't make no difference. No, check this out. It's about origin. It's important for us to know exactly where we come from. Don't tell me I just come from California. I want to know exactly what city in California I came from. And then I want to know what hospital. Who wrote my birth certificate? I want to know the exact origin. So to know the exact origin, you got to get into some details. You got to investigate stuff. So that's what we're doing. So for us to really tap in, say tap in. What does tap in mean? Hook up, connect, plug up to who we really are. So it does make a difference. If your car is saying that it needs 92 gas and you're going to keep on putting 87 in it, it's going to make a difference. Because the specifications say premium gas required, right? Or only. So you might not experience nothing. Y'all got that, using that Arco 87 right now, but 2 years from now, you gonna be cluck. What's wrong? Well, I was putting gas in it. But what kind of gas was you putting in? I was just putting regular gas. It didn't make no difference. Tell your neighbor, it makes a difference. Because if he's talking about not one jot or not one tittle, he's talking about the Hebrew letters and everything that comes with that. The writing of the letters means something. Everything that's crossed and the shape of the letters means something. So why would he put all of that detail in that if it didn't mean anything? Right? Come on, bro. That's what we're talking about. It's about the details. It's about the cross T's and the dotted I's. So what are these folks talking about? Yahweh and Aman and Yeshua. What's that all about? We use the true Hebrew origin names because there's so much meaning there. It's so deep. Say it's deep. I don't know about you, but I want to know the deep things. That's what the scriptures are. So let's go here. Wait. And before I hit that for a second, you know, it was funny because I had put the scripture in here in the system and it had popped up that it had been used earlier. And if I can find it, and if not, you know, I'll just go ahead on and add this to it. But go to Exodus. Because it was just like we've been talking the same thing, man. Everybody's like speaking the same thing. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, Exodus is smote, S-M-O-T. The third chapter. Dun-dun-dun. It's important to know who you are, what your origins are. Okay. So, Exodus, the third chapter, you got to say it. 11th verse. And Moshe said unto God, Yahweh, who am I? Hold up. Moshe is asking the creator, who am I? I'm not worthy. What's up with this? You want me to do something, but I ain't nobody. Basically translated in urban says, I ain't nobody. Who am I? I ain't nobody. Guess what? In your fleshly self and in your abilities, you ain't nobody. In my fleshly self and my abilities, I ain't nobody. But when I know where my origins are, and I know that everything is not in me, but it is in him, and I can't do nothing without being connected to him, then the light comes on. And so he says, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? Because remember the situation, the children of Israel were in bondage, right? And so Moshe was called out to be used. Was it all about Moshe? But he had to work his glory. He had to work his power. He had to work his anointing through somebody. And so he says, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? That I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? And we ask these questions. I'm like, Father, who am I that I got to get up here every Sunday? Somebody else can do this? It's not about you, Tom. It's about me. 12th verse says what? And he said, certainly. Who said? Yahweh, God, said, certainly I will be with thee. And this right here shall be a token unto thee that I have sent. I have sent thee. And he says, when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, somebody say evidence. Somebody say power. Somebody say glory. Somebody say anointing. All those things are working through Moshe. And he said, this is going to be a token. This is going to be evidence. This is going to be the sign and wonder that I've sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you're going to serve God, Yahweh, upon this mountain. 13th verse. And Moshe said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they say to me, well, first of all, who are you? You just Moshe. But you're saying the God of the fathers has sent you. It was like, what are they? What if they say, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Well, what's significant here is that when they get the instructions, they're like, where is this coming from? And not just where is it coming from, what is his name? What if they ask me what your name is? Why would they ask me what the name is? Because evidently, in the Hebrew culture, it's important. Somebody tell somebody it's important. Because in the name you have authority. In the name you have power. In the name you have his character and what he stands for and the origin and the meaning of who he is. So, and what he's going to do and the power all that's associated with it. So if they ask me what is his name, what am I going to say to them? And the 14th verse says, and God said unto Moshe, I am. That's his name? Well, this is a King James Version. They did their best, golly gee, to try to come as close as they could come with their natural intellect. So when you come across things like this, you got to go deeper. Amen. And so when we go deeper, we have to go to the Hebrew because he spoke that to him in the Hebrew. Oh, that's the Hebrew name. And when we look at this, say 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, there are four letters here in his name. Right? And that's why we call it in Greek, the tetragrammaton. And so the first letter is a yod. Now remember, we go from, in the Hebrew, they go from right to left. We go from left to right, but we have to start here on the right. And so the yod is Y. Then the next letter is the hey, say hey. Hey. And then the next letter is the vav. And then the next one is the hey. So basically, he's saying, my name is, God's name is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Well, we know that there's a sound to that. And when we look at that, the next slide says what? Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, so we switch it around for our purposes. And that is pronounced, if you put it together, letters have a, there's a yod in the hey and a vav in the hey. And if you put that together, even the hey is called the very breath. The hey is like the breath of God. The yod is considered like the hand, right? And so basically, he's saying when he was on the mountain, my name is a yay. I feel AA, which means it's not I am that I am, because in the Hebrew tense, everything's in the future. Yahweh is in the future. He's constantly moving. If you say I am, that means you're stuck right there in the present, and our God doesn't get stuck in the present. Our God is always moving. He's always moving in your behalf. He's doing stuff. So when he told Moshe on the mountain, my name is Aye, Asher Aye, that means I will be whatever I will be. I will, guess what? In the translation, it's so deep, it's so thick, it's so manifold that it's not just whatever, it's wherever, whenever, whoever, however. And so you're telling me that I should just call him God? When there's a whole bunch of other gods out there, G-O-Ds? No. When I found out the power that is located in the name of my God, that means he said, you can't tie me down. I will be whatever, whenever, wherever, however, I will be whatever I'll be. So whatever you need, he'll be that. demonstrate that. So whatever, your need might be different than your need, might be different than your need. Whatever it is, if you call on the name of Yahweh, whatever it is, he will manifest it, whatever you need. Because he will be whatever, whenever, whoever, however he will be. That's a God we serve. That's who he is. Whatever. So don't tie him down. So there was a... There was a test for that. Go to Revelations. No, don't do that yet. There is a word in Hebrew, because there's always somebody that's not studying everything, trying to mess stuff up. So they tried to say, let's go back to the letter, please, to the picture of the Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. So the Yod, the Hey, the Vav, well, they tried to put a W there. So they would say, oh, no, it's YHWH. So they would say, no, he's Yahweh. Well, hold up. That's not what the Tetragrammaton says. Say Tetragrammaton. Say again, Tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton says YHVH, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. There's not a Y there, right? And so if we go to this Hebrew word, there's a Hebrew word. Let's go to it. Hava. Say Hava. Hava. Well, Hava means to be or become. So if you have Hava, means to be and become, and then you have the Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, then you really got the pronunciation right there. Because it's, if he will be whatever he will be, and Hava means when it's according to you, to be or become, and that's Hava, say Hava. Hava. So you got that. The God I serve. Hey, yay. Hey, Shear. Hey, yay. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. His name is Yahweh. And when you say that name, there's power in his name. The glory is in his name. The anointing is in his name. Who knows his name? If you know his name... If you know his name, you know where you come from, because your power doesn't lie in you. Your power lies in him, and that's who he is. And if he can do it and demonstrate it through you, you can do it. You can be it. You can do it. Hallelujah. And then Revelation. Go to Revelations right quick. I'm going to take one more opportunity. Go to Revelations 1:8. Oh, you don't believe it? Oh, well, it don't make no difference. Well, hey, if you want to fall short of the glory, that's on you. If you want to operate at 20%, 10%, that's on you. As for me, I'm going to operate on 92 octane. I'm going to the highest fuel possible. And so it says, Revelations first chapter, the 8th verse says, I am. Ooh, come on, y'all. He's talking about his attributes. I am Alpha and Omega. Well, in the Greek, Alpha is the first letter. Omega is the last letter. So he say, I'm the beginning and the end. Saith Yahweh. Check this out. We're saying that he's always in the future, right? He's always moving. So it says, which is, which was, and which is to come. The Almighty. Somebody say, that's our God. That's our God. That's Yahweh. That's who he is. That's what the word says who he is. That's what he says he is. He's the beginning, the end. He's that which is, which was, and which is to come. So that talks about his nature. He will be whatever. Tell your neighbor, he will be wherever. Tell your neighbor, he will be whatever. Tell your neighbor, he will be however. He will be whoever. Whatever he will be, he will be. That's where you come from. Bow your head. There ain't nobody greater. Oh, Father. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you for the origin of your power, Father Yahweh. Thank you for making it known to us, your children, Father, who you are, what you do, what you have the ability to do, what you want to work in our lives, who you've created us to be, what you want us to be, what you have us to do, how we're going to do it, everything that you've already figured it out. So we thank you for that. We acknowledge your power. We acknowledge your ability. We acknowledge your truth. And if we haven't received that to the utmost, Almighty Yahweh, forgive us right now. Because for us to operate in your power, we first have to acknowledge you and who you are in your power. You are everything. You are everything. There is nothing that you can't do. There is nothing that you can't accomplish. But we must believe this. If we're struggling with that, if we're struggling with change and accepting the truth of who you are, help our unbelief right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Reveal your truth in a mighty way. You are omnipotent. Manifest yourself in an undeniable way to those who are seeking, truly seeking your truth, that there will be everything that you've designed and created them to be, that we all will stand in your power, not in our own power, but in your power. We give you the glory for that. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Keep your head bowed. Father Yahweh, we're acknowledging that there may be some people here that are saying, hey, you know what? There's power in truth. No man or woman comes to God, Yahweh, except he draw them first. And if you're saying, hey, I want my origin. I want to know where I come from. I want to be everything that he wants me to be. I want the relationship to be everything that it's supposed to be. The relationship with the Father. If you want that, I can pray for you for that. All you need to do is just raise your hand. Just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. You say, hey, you know what? I want that. I want that relationship. That's me. I want that truth. I'm receiving this truth. I've tried it my way. I've done some things and I can't do it. I need him. Secondly, maybe you have had a relationship, but you've drifted away. You've said, you know what? And he said, you've said, I know I'm not where I need to be, but I'm longing to be restored back. But that's what he does. He just translates you back. He'll transform you. He'll renew you. He'll bring you right back to where you need to be if you've drifted away. That's you. Just raise your hand and we'll pray for you for restoration. If you need to be restored, he's a restorer. That's what he has the power to do. He does it all. Hallelujah. Keep your head bowed. Raise your hand for any of those things. Let's pray. Come to where I am right here. Make that declaration. Say, you're making that declaration in standing. Nobody's looking at you. Don't let the enemy tell you all that. You're making the declaration and saying, I'm going to obtain my relationship. Just come on down and we're going to pray. Keep your heads bowed.